Hi, this is the Geyer Cook Report, the Friday wrap-up that we do that talks about the episodes of the previous week, and let's get to it. Monday was looking at GT Metrics and how you can use it to evaluate a hosting company. If somebody says to you, hey, we can make you bigger, stronger, faster, better, use this interface, and GT Metrics lets you test that interface. So doing, you can determine, is it really as fast as they claim it is? And I've saved myself from mistakes in hosting great video cheats, lots of endorsements. This is really cool. And I look at it and they get a grade of C. Well, that's not going to wind my watch. That's not going to be the one that I'm going to go to. And so I change and go to something else. Tuesday, we looked at one of the tools we mentioned earlier in SEO tips, and that's Screaming Frog from the UK. And I've got the link there in the show notes. If you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, you'll find the show notes link there for today's episode. And Screaming Frog does a lot of things, even with the free version. The paid version, way cool. The free version, not too shabby. I mean, you can check up to 500 URLs for free with the free version. You can look at the meta tag information. You can look at how many H1 instances you have or don't have, etc. You can check your titles. You can check for duplicate descriptions. You can check for 404s. Give that a look. If you've got a handle of this would be, if you're doing web content management, if you're any kind of web project, development, maintenance, Screaming Frog should be one of the wrenches in your toolbox. I think you're going to like it. Wednesday, my wife, who rarely sends me links, hardly ever, and usually if she does, they're about craft things I need to buy on Amazon. Anyway, that said, Extra PC is the link she sent me. And to find out more about that, of course, you go to the show notes. Extra PC, basically, it's one of the little USB thumb drives. And that would look like, let me see if I've got one here handy. This is one it's on a lanyard and so forth, so I wear it around my neck. But a thumb drive like that. And if your computer is vintage 2004 or later, you can boot it to that USB device. And they've mounted the Linux install. The Linux install that they put on there, Ubuntu, I think it is. I haven't done it yet. But Ubuntu installed on that thumb drive, and you get the whole thing, shipping and everything, $35. Saves you a lot of time. I remember back in the day in the dial-up era when I used to download Linux. I'd start the download and go to bed. Get up the next morning, and the download would almost be done. So big, huge files like that would take a long time. Now you can get it sent to you on a thumb drive. I think that the expediency of that makes it more efficient, and hey, anything that we can do to save us time so we can invest our time in other things, that's a good idea. Thursday, we didn't do an episode of the podcast on Thursday because that was Thanksgiving. We spent time with friends, family, and football, not necessarily in that order, but it was a great day. And I hope you had a great Thanksgiving as well, too. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the Geyer Cook Report. And as I say at the end of every episode, it's a wrap.